Hey, news about Justin Timberlake, Miley Cyrus, and Bono from U2. Recap of the week that was. Life and Style Weekly, senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Check it into Ralphie tonight. Justin Timberlake, so he's on the 2020 Experience World Tour, makes a stop up in Boston. What happens then, Jordy?
Well, of course, every 90s girl dream happened. There was a mini NSYNC reunion, but they didn't perform. It was Justin Timberlake having dinner with Chris Kirkpatrick. Just the two of them enjoying some, you know, boy band time. And they dined on the house-made meatballs.
If you could be a fly on the wall for that meeting and that little meetup, right?
Yeah, I know. It seemed like they were just old pals catching up. So no love lost between those two.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on Ralphie Tonight. All right, so Miley Cyrus, is she still living in the house, Jordy, that she shared with Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah, she actually is, but it seems like she doesn't want to be living there anymore. Sources are telling us that it's really hard for her to live in the same place. Obviously, her and Liam had not such a great breakup. And obviously she has the money to move, so she's in the market to find another house closer to Hollywood and more of the big recording studios.
I wonder if she'll knock that house down with a wrecking ball. Yeah, I went there.
Oh, you went there.
That's awful. I'm terrible. It's Friday. Give me a pass for crying out loud. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Bono from U2. I mean, the guy, obviously, U2. I mean, what can you say about that band? They're quite prolific. However, Bono also known for everything he does off the stage, his philanthropy. What's his latest act of that, Jordy?
Bono actually auctioned off a guitar from his personal collection to benefit the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, and it went for $1 million.
That's crazy. I mean, it went for a great cause, so I would never begrudge anybody that wanted to donate $1 million to a charity that, you know, helps people less fortunate or areas of the world that are less fortunate. However, wow, $1 million for a guitar, that's something else.
I can't even fathom it.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a great conversation piece wherever it's headed to. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.